coveted Maple Leaf Cup. Smash for a cause. Register now at MapleLeafPickleball.org. That's MapleLeafPickleball.org.
This is Harry from Adult DVD. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Canada.
I'm living my best life. I don't know where it's taking me, and that's fine. At least it's what I make it, so I don't mind. Oh no, no, I don't mind. Oh no, 'cause nobody ever makes it out alive. So I'm living my best life.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And I am living my best life, except I've got a bit of a cold or a flu or I don't know what I got going on.
Well, you're on the tail end of it.
Yeah. But I do feel like I'm still living my best life regardless.
Absolutely. Every day we are living our best life. Yeah, and we're going to reminisce about some of the other parts of our best life today.
We absolutely are, but we're going to let this thing play out a little more.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we'll get going.
Let's do it.
All right. Sure, everybody knows we're living our best life. It's Terry, it's Sherry. It is 30 years of nonsense, and we're glad to be here.
We are always happy to be here and share with you some of our musical memories. I'll tell that story. So a couple weeks ago, when it was Terry's birthday, we did Terry trivia at trivia night, and it was 10 questions about Terry, silly things like what's his dog's name and what's his middle name. Funny how people think both of those are Finnegan.
I was going to say everybody thought it was Finnegan.
Your dog's name and your middle name.
Yeah.
And then one of the questions for bonus points was what are the name of Terry's two radio shows? And one of the answers for this one was Sherry and Terry's Musical Memory Hour.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really funny.
Or what's the best thing about Terry? And some people wrote Sherry.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. which I tend to agree with as well, I got to be honest. Yeah. My best thing about me is you.
Aw, that's so sweet. So we're going to jump in today, and we're still doing our kind of ping-ponging back and forth about our memories of the 80s and 90s music. So the first week you did it, then me, then you, and now we're back to me. And we realized the last time I did it, I got stuck on 1986.
Yeah.
Apparently that was a really great year for me because every song I picked was 1986. Just coincidentally. So I intentionally didn't pick any 1986 this time, but we are still in the 80s because it was a very good decade for those of us who were in our teen years at that time. And I picked a random assortment of songs from the later 80s was what I was trying to focus in on this time. So you just called up the list, and I just wanted to, before we give anything away about what's on the list, what's your first impression of everything that I picked?
Well, it's funny, you go from a lot of pop, so you go pop, hair band, pop, my favorite band in the world, then a little bit of alternative, and then you go into country, and then you drop, like, I'm pretty sure this is an older song, but I'm going to have to check, and then you jump around a little bit, so you've got a bit of country mixed in there, and is that when you started listening to country?
No, I just honestly, that song resonates with me now.
Okay.
But I was definitely not into country in the 80s.
Oh,
but
that's
I
so funny.
Do like that song. It's a great song. We will play it. I think that I'm a mixed bag of nonsense.
Yeah, you definitely are. Mixed bag of 30 years of nonsense.
Whenever you say something, I like to say to me, to you, you don't know me.
Yeah,
you do. Well, very,
I do,
very, well.
Very much
I like
so.
To
and
keep
I'm like,
guessing.
I'm like, I don't recall any of these songs. And I mean, we didn't know each other in the 80s, but when we met in the early 90s, this was not in your forte whatsoever.
No, but that was younger Sherry.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
All right, so let's jump into the first one. And I'll tell you why I picked it.
Okay, so we've got a little Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. Now, I got to tell you, this is a wedding classic.
Oh, it's a great song.
I can put this on at any time in a wedding, and it will jam the dance floor. It doesn't matter, young or old, everybody gets up and dances. I think it's like, yeah, it's like a 5-minute song.
Would you start a wedding with it?
I would start a second wedding with it. So if it was somebody's second wedding, so somebody in their 40s and older.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. You could put this on at 8:30, 9 o'clock. Everybody's dancing.
Yeah.
Younger wedding, you put this on at 11:30 after some people have got some liquid courage and they're on the dance floor yelling like they're from the 80s.
Right.
And they weren't born for probably 20 years after.
Right.
So it's kind of funny. So, yeah, I mean, it's all dependent on the age group, but definitely second weddings, you could throw this song on anywhere. You could put this on during dinner and you'd get people up dancing.
Oh, absolutely. So the reason I picked it is my first memory of being gifted an album.
Oh.
So this album was given to me by my sister's boyfriend at the time.
Oh, okay.
Who then became her husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Uncle Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
So he gave me this album.
Oh, really interesting. You still have this album.
I'm sure I do still have that album.
No, you do, because I actually have seen it.
Okay, well,
in our collection.
Gifted from my late ex-brother-in-law. There's a lot of complicated titles in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, a happy memory of him was that this was one of the first albums I was ever gifted. I was probably 16, 17, and I think he was newly coming around.
This album was 1987, so
I would have been 18?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
Yeah.
So he gifted me this album, and I thought it was very cool that I was getting albums. All the albums before that were either my sister's from the 70s or my parents, like Beatles stuff, and we even had like Saturday Night, what was that, John Travolta thing?
Oh, Saturday Night Fever.
Fever, I was going to say live because I haven't said Fever in a long time.
Yeah, yeah, so, Saturday Night Fever, great album.
Yeah, but this was my first album that was all mine and was given to me as a gift. And so it's a memory for me, so I wanted to share with everybody, I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
So it's funny, you say that by 18 you were just getting your first albums. By 18, I had thousands of albums in my...
Yeah, we've discussed the fact that we had very different childhoods.
No, 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 but I'm talking about I was DJing on a regular basis, and I was literally getting albums from record pools and all sorts of different places. So, I mean, I have the singles from this, but I never had... So I never really bought albums until... until my later years, I got to be honest.
Until
I got
into buy them, and we don't need them.
No, no, yes, but I'm talking about I would buy a 12-inch, which would have an A side, a B side, and a couple of different versions of a song. It would be very odd that I would buy the album. I may have in the early 90s started buying CDs as covers for albums. So I'd buy this. So I bought the entire, because you couldn't get it, I bought the entire Garth Brooks 6-CD cassette. It was that whole CD collection, but I never. Before that, I'd always just gotten, well, most of them were bootlegs, but bootlegs of Garth Brooks songs, never really buying his albums or whatever, just because you only needed the certain, you needed the big hits.
We're down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to play Whitney Houston.
Okay. All right, well, let's do it. Here we go. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Won't you dance?
That's a great way to start off the show.
All right. Are we all jazzed up?
Yeah, I love that song. I mean, I get requests for that song on a regular basis by a lot of people. They just love that song.
Everybody, it's a feel good.
It is really
a throwback.
It is a feel good throwback song.
Fun to dance to. It's fantastic. We're going to move on to my next one. And yeah, you just asked me why I picked this song.
Why I asked, because I said, I don't think this is 87. I think this is before. And sure enough, you're back to 86 again, which is okay. I mean, it's.
But it was really an 88 memory for me.
It is, but it's
so
also.
Technically, I'm correct.
Yeah.
So let's bring everybody up to speed. I picked Living on a Prayer. Living on a Prayer by Madonna.
No,
sorry.
Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
By Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
My apologies.
No, you've got Like a Prayer by Madonna coming up later.
Oh, okay. So the whole story I told you was related to that song.
Oh.
Okay. So now we need to redo what I was going to say. So we'll start again. And I picked Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Which is a great kind of rock out song and great memories. Again, it's always about that first taste of freedom.
Yeah.
Being able to stay out till 11 p.m. That was crazy. Like before that, it was just till the streetlights came on. And then after that, it was 11 or something. And at the time, our parents didn't have GPSs on us or anything.
What's so funny, I can remember. So I wasn't even able to drive when I started DJing in nightclubs. And I used to DJ in a club in Scarborough.
Yep.
Down in, what was it called? The Guild? The Guild.
Or were you talking about the one where you're at Caddy's?
Where it was Caddy's.
Which was a lady dancer place.
Well, it was a strip bar. And then there was the other side of it where I DJed, which was a regular bar, right? And so I DJed on both sides, but I was only 15 at the time, and I had a very soft voice. So I actually hired somebody to, when I first started, because I looked very young.
Oh, yeah, you were young looking.
Yeah, yeah. So I actually hired a guy that I had worked with in the summer at a kind of a factory. I hired him to come and be the voice when I worked in this bar because I had such a childish voice when I first started.
Okay.
And he actually spoke and I DJed behind him.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And but he didn't drive either. So my dad used to drive us and then pick us up at like 1 a.m.
Oh, that was good of him.
Yeah. And I was like 15 and I made a stupid amount of money playing as a DJ in a strip bar and a regular bar.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so,
well, let's just play Living on a Prayer because this is another feel-good.
Well, before we do, I was just saying a funny and interesting fact. John Bon Jovi related to a very famous crooner,
right.
Frank Sinatra.
I
was
did
his
not
uncle.
Know that.
Yeah. It was his great uncle. Yeah,
that
on his dad's side. So, yeah. All right, let's play Living on a Prayer. Not Like a Prayer, but
that's
Living
next.
On a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
you win.
Roll the dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week, we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide, and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
I love that. That musical roulette.
I think that's fun.
It is. And because, like, we do that when we do our favorite tracks where we, you know, I've got a favorite tracks list of about 1,000 songs and I just hit random.
Yeah.
And it randomizes the tracks and it never plays them the same. And you're like, what? Why are these together? But it's just, they're so randomized. It's crazy. So I'm looking forward to that show.
Well, that was our friend Jesse.
Yeah.
Who works here at the station. And I know that's his new show. So I do want to listen. I want to support him. That would mean I have to be awake at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night, though, so I'll do my best.
Well, it'll be good, except when it hits wedding season, I'm going to be well into a wedding at 11 o'clock. But
then I'll be well into my sleep while you're at a wedding.
But we can listen to it on a Sunday while
we're doing stuff, right?
We can
listen on a repeat. That's fair.
For sure, absolutely. I love the fact that you can go in and listen to any show on an archive.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
It is fantastic. You're right.
So let's talk about the next artist, because you kind of gave it away. So we're going to talk about Madonna. And this song, you said it reminds you of when you went to Florida.
Fort Lauderdale. When I was in college, I took one of those Contiki bus tour trips to Fort Lauderdale for spring break.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I was just, this song reminds me of that particular time. This and actually Stand. I picked Stand later.
Oh, from REM.
And that also reminds me of the same trip. So the same kind of time frame. I was Terry, though, it was interesting because I went 3 weeks before my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
And obviously you're not allowed to consume alcohol in the U.S. unless you're 21. And I was 3 weeks away from my birthday.
Yeah.
And March break, because my birthday is at the end of March. And I kept telling them, I'm illegal in my country and I'm 3 weeks away from my birthday. Can't I consume alcohol? And it was a hard no. They're so particular and careful. And what they did at the time was if you went into bars, you had to wear a Hawaiian lei.
Yep.
And a green lei meant you could be served.
Green to go, red to pass.
And a red lei meant that you could not be served. And that was just mortifying because we wanted to be cool and grown up and be able to consume alcohol. But don't you worry, we did plenty of pre-drinking. So by the time we got there, we didn't really need any more.
Well, it's funny because our daughter, Sarah Marie, her birthday is November 7th. And on her driver's license, it says 11-7 and then her date, her year, which that's how they read it in the States. So it would have been the 11th of July and then her birth date as opposed to
July.
How we
November
do it
7th.
November 7th.
So she,
was able to drink when she was just...
Well, she was in exchange in Florida,
and she was 20.
Yeah.
And she got away with it, and her friend didn't, and the member of her friend got a drinking ticket.
I do remember that specifically.
Funny story.
That was just kind of an iconic, you have to do it sometime in your life, go to spring break, and it was a great trip. I remember being very sick on the way home on the bus ride, so the bus going there was really fun, like 24 hours on a coach bus.
We've all done it.
But coming back, I had strep throat. And it was horrible. And obviously, you're tired and hungover from
kissing all those boys.
I don't know. I'll never tell.
Yeah. That's
all
good.
But I do like this song, so let's go ahead and play Like a Prayer.
Well, let's do, but let's talk about it because you don't want to talk about it. You just want to play the song.
I always just want to play songs, and you want to say fun facts. So we'll have to ask people if they like Terry's fun facts or Terry's music.
I think they love my fun facts. I got to be honest.
Fun facts.
Oh, all right. So this song actually got a lot of controversy. So Like a Prayer was very controversial with the church, especially with the imagery. They had the stigmata, which is the holes in the hands and the feet. Mm-hmm. And that was problematic. There was also some cross burning in a dream sequence. And it was like, it was protested. This song, the church,
the religious groups.
She was extremely
controversial.
Vogue. And then her book and stuff.
Yeah, don't say it.
No, I'm not going to. But what I will tell you is Taylor Swift just beat her out as the fifth most best-selling artist of all time, chart toppers. So Taylor Swift falls in behind the Beatles, Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, and Queen, and bumps Madonna to six.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, crazy. Yep.
They're both
wild.
Fantastic in their time, and they're both really good at the art of continuing to evolve and stay relevant.
Yeah.
I think Taylor Swift's taking a break now.
She should. Mm-hmm. She's been touring forever. Last fact, Madonna's best-selling single, Into the Groove, sold 17.8 million copies. And it's literally just, it was out at the same time as her song Holiday. Both Into the Groove was number one and Holiday was number two simultaneously on the charts together.
Amazing
is true. So anyway, let's play Like a Prayer, and we'll come back and we'll talk about your next favorite band.
Guess what? Pets off leash can be a danger to other animals and wildlife.
Pets off leash could scare wildlife, destroy the nests of birds, causing cuts and broken bones.
You can help by making sure your pet is on a leash while you're out and about.
Learn more at sandypineswildlife.org.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
All right. That was all about the animals.
It was. I liked the little barking at the beginning. I was like, what show is this we're talking about? I forgot it was a PSA. All right. So that Madonna song was great.
It was great.
It's such a good song. Again, anything Madonna, kind of in her top 40 genre, that 80s, early 90s stuff. Vogue also hits the, you know, the dance floor. Yeah. It's always the... you know, the Gen X, our age.
Yeah.
You throw Madonna on, you throw on anything from that era.
We talked about Whitney Celebration, or Like a Virgin, or any of her amazing stuff. She's
any of that stuff. It's just holiday. You throw holiday on and then mix in holiday rap. And
I should put some of that actually on my energy playlist. Interesting. All right. Do you want to play the next song or do you want to do the weekend wrap up?
Well, let's do the weekend wrap up. For me, it's pretty simple.
Again, very busy, but we're going to Niagara Falls.
Yeah, we are.
It's going to
be great. So, but unfortunately, trivia again. So, if anybody's listening that's on our trivia groups, I'll send out an email tonight again, as I always do. Unfortunately, trivia is canceled again this week. I'm going to give you a big update early next week on what's happening with trivia and things that's going on. But unfortunately, trivia is canceled this week.
Okay, but Into the Darkness isn't.
Into the Darkness is definitely not. So if you want to come and hang out and if you just want to listen to my...
Well, you can't come and hang out in the station. That would be weird. But
well,
if you
want
to hang out at home and listen to him online or on the radio, you can
could
do that.
You could come to the station. There's a little speaker outside. You could just hang out outside the door.
Still weird.
It would be weird, but especially at midnight. But anyway, so midnight to 2 a.m. Saturday morning, I'm on the radio. Doing Into the Darkness, and then Saturday, get up, going to do some hurling, some football here at KCVI. Apparently, their indoor gym has got a turf, and we're going to practice in there, so that'll be good. And then you and I are off to see the Simon and Garfunkel show.
Yeah, we're going to Niagara Falls to see Simon and Garfunkel, so we'll have a little weekend runaway, which is going to be super fun.
Yeah, it's not their it's not them performing, it's their show,
like
so music, and it's a tribute, a whole show based on Simon and Garfunkel. We did have tickets in 2020, if you recall. We were going to see them in Madison Square Gardens, and it got canceled.
Madison Square Gardens got canceled in 2020.
Yeah, everything did. And unfortunately, they haven't gotten back together to perform again. They're performing separately again. So very, very upset that happened, because I had so looked forward to actually seeing them perform as a duet again. So
okay. Well, I'm going to follow you around all weekend, but I do have one thing I'd like to share with everyone. I hope everyone recalls last year that myself and a couple of colleagues were running some workshops called DIY Like a Girl.
I recall.
I know you do. It was do it yourself like a girl, and we're empowering female homeowners to be able to do all of their maintenance and upkeep and everything that they need to do around their home on their own. So I've partnered with a female home inspector and a female handywoman. And we're doing our first one of this year, this coming Tuesday night.
Oh, okay, great.
So it is here back in Kingston. If anyone is interested in attending, they're always really well received. We have some amazing photos of people, or women particularly, using drills for the very first time.
Yeah, caulking guns.
Yeah, caulking guns.
Learning how to hammer and nail and do stuff. It's really,
I know I've said this lots of times, but a lot of women land into homeownership on their own for any number of reasons. They could have worked their butts off and bought their own house. They could have got divorced. They could have got widowed. It could be two women in the household. There could be any number of reasons why women are on their own. And most of our dads didn't teach us how to change a furnace filter. They just taught the boys how to change a furnace filter. So this is a great free workshop, and you can reach out to me. My contact information is everywhere. This isn't a Sherry promo, but if you want to look me up, you'll find me.
Yep.
And then I can hook you up, and we can get you registered for that workshop this coming Tuesday night. And we're doing new content this time. So
what
we
are you
don't
talking
wanna
about
this just time? I am talking about the top five things that scare buyers. So if you are a homeowner, you want to make sure that even if you're not in the process of moving, but you're thinking about it one day, you might want to check your house to see if maybe you have asbestos and you didn't even know it.
How about raccoons in the attic?
Raccoons
is that scary?
In the attic, mold in the attic, all sorts of things. But there are big words that just scare away buyers. So it would be way better to get... I've learned so much since I've been in real estate. I didn't even know what poly B plumbing was before, but it's bad. I know that. So I just gave away most of my presentation, but that's okay because we want to give people the opportunity to find out those things, know what they are, and then even if you're not planning to sell, you got to get rid of that stuff because it'll devalue your house eventually.
So where is it at?
It is at the Aspira Retirement Community on Princess.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was the guy who was all pumped about giving you the space.
Because they give out free rooms.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I know. We'll take a free room.
Yeah, absolutely. And it gets people in to see the place, too. Eventually, you got to end up somewhere.
Yeah. Everybody does. You're right. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what's going on with us right now.
Okay.
Jumping back into the music.
Let's do a little U2.
I always let you talk about U2. This, for me, again, my selections, but again, it's a classic haunting, transporting song. Back to that time. I'm not sure what year is it. 87?
Yeah, March 16th, two days before my birthday and one day before St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, it sure was, man. That album, The Joshua Tree, it brings back such fond memories of my teenage years.
Oh, yeah.
Going to see that concert two nights in a row and then going to see it literally in 2017 with Colin.
Yes, that's right.
Literally 40 years later or that's 30 amazing. Years later. It's crazy.
That's great. So I don't think it needs any intro. Let's just let it do its thing.
Absolutely. Here we go.
Waiting for you. With or without.
iconic U2 song, my...
Yes.
It just takes me back.
I can just see Bono singing that.
Yeah. And
in the dome or the Sphere at Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That was an incredible experience.
It was one that I will always behold. I appreciate that you went to 10:30 at night to go watch your concert.
Yeah, because don't forget, that's 1:30 in the morning at home.
Yeah, it was like 3:30 our time when the concert was over. It was incredible.
I was grumpy.
Yeah, I know. But you,
but
you,
I
sat,
did it. I'm
you
a
sat through it. It was great. And
I did, yes.
But it's something you had to behold. Like, yeah, you just had to
you
do.
You have to experience that.
100%. I can't
go
wait to
Las Vegas, go see anything at the Sphere. It's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about this next band. And you said that this band was another band that you remembered from when you were on your grad or your...
Yeah, that Fort Lauderdale
trip.
That
Fort Lauderdale trip.
Because there were people from all over the world. Imagine it was spring break in Fort Lauderdale. And so the song is Stand, and everybody was kind of jumping around saying where they were from. And it could have been different places
in
the U.S. or places from Canada, people from Europe. It was fun, and it kind of brought everybody together. So it was a nice moment.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And I mean, the song, again, it's one of these iconic 80s songs that you can throw on anywhere on a night and people will jump around, sing to it, and sing along to it.
Yep.
There's, you know, some songs, unfortunately, now you just wouldn't sing along to. But those songs, in my opinion, Living on a Prayer, Don't Stop Believing, Rock and Roll All Night, like all those songs where you can just literally chant along to, and you can put them on and everybody, young or old, even seniors, will sing along to them.
Yeah.
It's just everybody knows them. And a lot of them have been in TV shows and commercials and stuff like that. Now, when you kind of Google this and you say, why did REM write Stand? They said basically they wrote the song. It was about making decisions about actually living life rather than just letting it happen, right?
Good.
And they said it actually came from them talking. All the band members were talking, and they got talking about these 60s bands, the Archies, the Banana Splits, the Monkees, and other groups, and it just made them think, like, man, what are we doing? Let's write this song. So they wrote this song, and it's pretty cool. Now, I also asked, ChatGPT or whatever it is here that...
Don't say Dr. Google.
No, all right, it's not
Dr. Google.
It makes
the kids cringe when you say Dr. Google.
So I asked, was REM ever the biggest band in the world? And actually it says in the 90s, for a period of about 6 years, REM was the biggest rock band on the planet.
Good for them.
Which is crazy. And then they released their final album called Collapse Into Now, and then 6 months later, just retired. They collapsed into
right
now.
On top.
Yeah, they did. It's pretty wild. I mean,
it's a good strategy.
It is a really cool strategy.
A fall from grace isn't fun.
No.
So you may as well go out on top.
Yeah, 100%. So let's play Stand. We're running out of time, so I'm not sure we're going to get all your songs in again.
Too much good 80s music.
There really is. And here we go. Stand.
Calling, your feet are going to be
So good.
Yes, I am so happy there's not a camera in this booth because I jump around and look like an idiot, but I'm having fun. So just picture me having fun, folks.
All righty.
We're going to switch it up now. Like I said, I'm definitely a mixed bag and I have lots of sides and taste. And I wanted to showcase this song because it's classic. So we're flipping over to country now, but this is going to be an iconic late 80s country song that people still...
March 87. Yeah, right. Another March 87 song. I was trying to figure out if it came out the same day as U2's With or Without You. Because I was trying to see if they came out on the same day.
If they were competing?
If they were competing against each other. It just says it was released. I'm going to have to go digging. It was a number one single on the U.S. Hot Country charts, Forever and Ever Amen, by Randy Travis.
Great song. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. And, I mean, it looks like he had... I'm not a huge Randy Travis fan.
Neither am I. Just this song.
Yeah, the song is really good. I mean, there's been a ton of covers by it. Ronan Keating, Shania Twain covered it. Josh Turner, Alabama, Keith Whitley, Kenny Rogers, The Judge. It goes on and on.
Well,
the amount of people that have covered this song.
I'm sure you can find out during the break who wrote it for us.
It was a song written by Paul Overstreet and Don Shields.
Wow.
It was recorded for Randy Travis.
I bet they've made mucho money from it.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go ahead and play it.
Yeah, because then maybe we can get another one in.
Yeah, all right. Let's do that.
Do it.
This love that I feel for you always will be. For you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. It's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever.
is a classic song. But you know, when I hear that voice, I actually think about his song, Three Wooden Crosses.
Oh, that's a really good song,
too. It is a great song. It just brings you back. You're just like, oh, my gosh. Like, when I hear that, I go, oh, my God. When you hear that little twang in his voice, I hear Three Wooden Crosses, and then I get a tear in my eye, and I go, oh, we shouldn't be playing this.
Okay.
So
we have time for one more. We're going to pick some Canadian.
We are. We're actually going to go with Glass Tiger. Canadian rock band out of Newmarket, Ontario.
Interesting.
Yeah. They originally called, do you remember what they were called? Tokyo.
I did not know that.
In 1981, they were called Tokyo, and then they changed their band in 83. And that's when they changed their name to Glass Tiger.
Okay.
And they had their first big album was called The Thin Red Line. And that's where this song, Don't Forget About Me, comes from.
Yeah, so it's a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song. Let's just play that because we don't have a ton of time and I really want to get it in.
Okay.
And it's about 4 minutes, so we'll get back in here for about 10 seconds to say goodnight.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Another one of those iconic 80s songs, I got to tell you. You picked some classics this week, my dear.
I did.
Yeah, right. They were great.
And this was like 8:30 last night, so I was tired.
Oh, you did it last night. Okay. I did. All right.
You were still coming home from Toronto.
Yeah, I wasn't even in.
I was sitting in the kitchen picking music.
So what's crazy about this is show 91. We are 11 shows away from being on the radio 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. 50.
That's amazing. They let us show up every week and talk on these mics.
104.
Did you do that math wrong?
I did. 13 shows away.
Well, we're 9 shows away from 100.
We are. I mean, 2 years is going to be an iconic year.
Yeah. I honestly love doing it.
So do I.
We love doing it together. It's super fun. We enjoy it.
I love that you came on my show last week, actually, Into the Darkness, and it was great. But next week is mine, and I'm going to be back in the seat doing my late 80s.
Oh,
so I'm going to jump over. And then what I would really
like... more of the House Martins and the Smiths,
No. I'm going to switch
more
it.
There.
I was, but I'm going to switch it up and I'm going to put in my alternative 80s,
okay.
Like pull out The Cult and all those great bands. Yeah, 100% we were. Anyway, guys, have a great weekend. Weather looks amazing. I think it's going to be 16 degrees tomorrow.
Yes.
So have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe and we'll